A Fianna Fáil Minister of State has confirmed that the government plans to establish a so-called community-owned hotel in Roscrea in County Tipperary. The town of around 5,500 people has been at the centre of protests against plans to house 160 asylum seekers. 17 women and children moved into a hotel there on Monday amid scuffles with Gardaí. This hotel was operating as normal up until last Thursday, and then it was revealed that it would now operate as a home for people fleeing persecution. Protesters complained that they no longer have a hotel in their town. They also complained that the current GP services aren't able to cope with rising numbers of people living in Roscrea. Thomas Byrne, who is a Minister of State at the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts and Sport, confirmed to RTE's Primetime last night that he was confident a proposal to open a community-run hotel would be acted on. The proposal was put forward by Fianna Fáil TD for Tipperary, Jackie Cahill, during a meeting with the Integration Minister. And Jackie Cahill joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is a community-owned hotel?
Well, I suppose this is based on a principle of a hotel that's working in Monaghan. It came out of the Good Friday Agreement, was funded out of the Good Friday Agreement in Monaghan, and that's working very well there for a number of years. So, you know, the people of Roscrea rightly have concerns about how they're going to cope with extra people coming into the town. They've had, you know, Ukrainians coming there in October, November. This is putting very significant pressure on the services in the town. Myself and Councillor Michael Smith, the local Fianna Fáil Councillor for the area, met Minister Gorman yesterday. The hotel, this hotel in the centre of town, which has been closed for a number of years, is for sale. Councillor Smith had done initial preparatory work, you know, to about the price, etc., on the hotel and whether they were willing, you know, whether a sale could be achieved. And we put that to Minister Gorman yesterday. I suppose he was a bit taken surprise with the proposal that we had. Now, we were making proposals on the education side for Roscrea as well, and the medical side, you know, the extra services are obviously needed there as well for the town. But we adjourned the meeting for a few minutes while he rang, the Tarnish, the Taoiseach's office and the Tarnish's office. I was in touch with the Tarnish to myself during the adjournment. We met again then for a few minutes, and he said he'd come back to me later yesterday evening with if this was agreed in principle. So around 5:30 yesterday evening, I got a text message from the Minister O'Gorman, to say the government had agreed in principle to the purchase of the hotel and the way of funding would now be investigated.
Right.
So, you know, we have the agreement in principle to do this. You know, we saw Minister Humphreys earlier in the week announcing funds for, you know, a number of towns around the country where, you know, run-down buildings can be funded. Leader, you know, have been approached as well. Tipperary County Council are on side on this project as well. So I think there's a number of places we can get funding for this. There's a number of pots, a number of ministers that we can go to and knock on the door. And I think, you know, there's general agreement that Roscrea has a large number. We heard the Taoiseach before the cabinet meeting on Tuesday saying that towns that have large numbers of asylum seekers and Ukrainians have to get extra resources.
Okay.
So we put forward a practical proposal on the table. A hotel, one of the major complaints I'm getting since last Thursday is now we have no hotel. So hopefully we can address this. So,
right, okay. But there's very little logic to it, isn't there? I mean, there was a hotel functioning as a hotel up until last Thursday when the government then decided to change its use. And now the government is saying it will support the opening of the other hotel, which has been derelict for years.
The owner of the hotel took a commercial decision to lease out his premises for asylum seekers. That was a decision taken by the owner.
Well, it was engaged in a contract with the government. I mean, the government was party to it.
Yeah, but, you know, we've had a number of, you know, the minister is tasked with the job of getting places for asylum seekers coming in. That premises was offered to him. There was a contract agreed on it. We were now in a situation where there was no hotel in Roscrea. Myself and Councillor Smith are coming forward with a practical proposal to put a hotel in the central town.
And how long will that take?
Which would be a great time. Look, the hotel itself, while it has been closed for a number of years, isn't in bad condition. Councillor Smith was in touch with the auctioneers yesterday, talking about, you know, the price, etc. So hopefully we can move it forward as quickly as possible.
Well, will it be enough, do you believe, to end the protests which are still going on in Roscrea over this the other hotel being used at the moment?
Look, I can't answer that, but all I can say is the issue of no hotel in the town was one of the major issues, along with other issues as regards services in the town that was raised with me. We're listening to the people of Rosgray. We fully understand their concerns, and we're putting forward what is a practical proposal to put a hotel in the middle of the town of Rosgray again. And, you know, while it won't solve everything, I think it would be a major step in the people of Rosgray, you know, realising the government is listening to them, and we're trying to address the issues you have with the large number of asylum seekers and refugees that you have in the town.
Well, what about the other services, the GP services, the other public services which protesters say are struggling with the increasing numbers of people living in Rosgray? Having a hotel on its own is not going to improve that.
No, it's not going to solve that, but obviously a hotel would be very good for the commercial life in the centre of town and help rejuvenate the town centre in Rosgray. And it's a prime objective of Tipperary County Council to rejuvenate it. It would be opposite the castle in Rosgray. You know, the tourism potential of the town, you know, could be exploited. GPs, you know, GPs are scarce in rural Ireland. Unfortunately, that's a fact of life. And, you know, I'm told that there is a good few more graduates coming out this year from the medical school. So hopefully that will help to alleviate the problem. But, there, you know, the issue of GPs, access to dentists was raised with me as well. Dentists are scarce in Rosgray. So these issues, we raised these with Minister O'Gorman yesterday. And, we want a focus put on Rosgray to make sure the proper services are there for the, you know, for the significant increase in population that's happening there.
Do you think the protests should end now at the other hotel where the asylum seekers are currently living?
Look, we're a democratic country and people have the right to protest. I would obviously hope, you know, that protests would always remain peaceful and calm. People have the right to protest. I would hope that the people at Racket Hall would see that we're making a genuine effort to address their concerns and that they would take that on board. And hopefully, you know, that, you know, we had 17 people come in there earlier in the week. You know, we saw the children going into the hotel. You know, they were in a distressed state. So I would hope, you know, for these refugees to integrate into the town, I would love to see the protests finishing. But that's a decision for the people who are at Racket Hall.
And you reported a threat of arson to the Gardaí. Is that threat still live, as far as you know?
Well, look, the threat was made to me on the phone. And, you know, when we saw what had happened last night in Lanesborough, those kind of threats have to be taken very, very seriously. I reported that to the superintendent over the area, and I had my job done. Then it's over to the Gardaí to investigate that.
Okay.
And to make sure that threat wouldn't materialise.
Well, Gardaí are investigating that fire in Lanesborough last night. There is no further confirmation as to what was behind it or anything like that. So we leave it there for the moment. Jackie Cahill, Fianna Fáil, TD for Tipperary.